From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Obama administration has hit back at comments reportedly made by Israel's defense minister, who called Secretary of State John Kerry, quote, messianic in his quest for Middle East peace. The State Department called the comments offensive and inappropriate. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
An Israeli newspaper says Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon accused John Kerry of having an unfathomable obsession and a messianic feeling about the Middle East peace process. The only thing that could save Israel, he said, would be if Mr. Kerry won a Nobel Peace Prize and then, in his words, leaves us alone. The State Department has hit back, saying Mr. Kerry is working night and day to promote a secure peace for Israel, and saying that if accurately quoted, the defense minister's remarks are offensive, inappropriate, and not something we would expect from a senior Israeli cabinet minister.
Millions of Egyptians have begun voting in the first of a two-day referendum on a new constitution that could lead to fresh elections. The new constitution would replace the one passed under the Islamist president Mohamed Morsi, who was removed from office by the country's military. Military leaders are hoping for a strong vote in favor of the new constitution to endorse Morsi's removal. But the Muslim Brotherhood, the party of Mr. Morsi, is boycotting the vote and several have died during clashes. Our correspondent Kat Stapley is at one of the polling stations in North Cairo.
Security here is very tight. It's very tight across the whole country today. There's 160,000 army personnel along with 200,000 police. They're all securing 30,000 polling stations across the country. Now, here at this polling station, there are army and police securing the entrance, and there's an army sniper on the roof above me here, because the last thing the authorities want is anyone winning this vote, which is what the Muslim Brotherhood have been threatening to do.
Members of the U.S. Congress are beginning the process to approve a $1 trillion budget aimed at avoiding another government shutdown in the United States. The spending plan, agreed by House and Senate negotiators, will finance the government until October. Kate Fisher has more.
The bipartisan bill released last night will finally put to rest the budget battles of last year. The 1,500-page legislation would increase military spending and undo some cuts to veterans' benefits, but it will slash funding for the IRS, public health programs, and high-speed rail. There are also policy riders to prevent the government from making certain environmental and labour regulations. Republican and Democratic leaders say they believe they will get majorities in the House and Senate to pass the bill, but not without loud protests from both the right and the left. The bill will come up for a vote later this week.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. 27 Nobel laureates, together with the British actor Ian McKellen, have addressed Russian President Vladimir Putin in an open letter urging him to scrap the so-called gay propaganda law introduced in Russia last year that gay rights activists say is discriminatory. Confusion remains over how exactly the law will be implemented during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. The Mexican government has sent security forces to the western state of Michoacán in order to disarm local vigilante groups. These vigilante groups emerge as an effort to drive out members of a drug cartel known as the Knights Templar. Mexican military and the vigilantes clashed as soldiers tried to disarm the self-defense groups. Latin America correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
The Mexican government sent troops to retake an area known as Tierra Caliente. This comes after days of violence have taken place between the Knights Templar cartel and the vigilantes. According to the vigilantes, the military opened fire on innocent civilians, allegedly killing four people, among them an 11-year-old girl. The Mexican Attorney General's office said that this information had not been confirmed. Vigilante spokesman Estanislao Beltran said that the confrontation occurred near the town of Antunes early Tuesday. Beltran added that they don't have any confidence in the government and that according to this group, the government is compromised by the organized crime.
J.P. Morgan has recorded a drop in profits for the last quarter following the case of convicted fraudster Bernie Madoff. The decline in earnings is largely due to one-off payments in connection with the case. Purchases in the U.S. increased 0.2% in December, exceeding most economists' expectations. Excluding auto sales, consumer demand increased by the highest margin in almost a year. And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.